heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Virtuous viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Khotul, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on ReCam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Sinhe Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and GlobalView Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. You can also log on to Supreme Master Television at www.suprememastertv.com, featuring high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, Japan supports peace initiatives in Sudan with a $17 million US dollar donation. In ethical business news, a United Kingdom supermarket chain takes steps to protect the honey bee. In green invention news, a stylish sports car is to be powered by the wind. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today in history, February 19th, classical Italian cellist and composer Mr. Luigi Boccherini was born in Lucca, Italy in 1743. As a teenager, he became a well-known cellist virtuoso and later took part in concert tours. He composed for the Spanish court in Madrid, Spain, and for the court of Frederick William II of Prussia. Mr. Boccherini created in total more than 250 string quintets and quartets, over 100 chamber works, and approximately 20 symphonies. His elaborate melodies and unusual combinations of instruments contributed to his popularity. His most famous minuet is from his string quintet in E major. May grand music such as Mr. Luigi Boccherini's continue to bring us many moments of joy and tranquility.
Fly-in News, Sudanese parties reach Darfur peace agreement. Talks mediated in Qatar's capital city of Doha have resulted in the Sudanese government and the Justice and Equality Movement Group signing a declaration of good intentions for peace in Darfur. One of the Qatari mediators, Ahmad bin Abdullah Al Mahmoud, confirmed that the accord includes a commitment to future meetings as well as aid and protection for the more than 2 million displaced persons. Congratulations, Sudanese government, Justice and Equality Movement members, and all involved for this encouraging development. Many thanks, Qatari representatives, for your mediating role. May this declaration herald a new chapter of harmony and tranquility for Sudan and the gracious people of the Darfur region.
Child Friendly Award Ceremony held in Gambia. Organized yearly by Young People in the Media, or YPM, to celebrate contributions of people and organizations in advocating for the rights and welfare of Gambian youth. This year's recipients were honored at a ceremony in Kololai. They included Speaker of the National Assembly, the Honorable Fatoumata Jahompa Cisse, President of Gambia's Red Cross Society, Fatou Massa Jobi Najai, Marianne Allen, the Deputy Head Teacher of St. John's School for the Deaf, and the Banjal Office of the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF. A big round of applause for the honorees of this year's Gambian Child Friendly Awards. Let us all join in honor and support of children in every nation.
Mexican press photographer remembered. Last Friday, Jean-Paul Ibarra of the newspaper El Correo de Iguala lost his life while traveling in the city of Iguala in Guerrero, Mexico, with reporter Yeni Marchan. Ms. Yeni Marchan is being treated medically, but Mr. Ibarra, who was 33 years old, did not survive. Since this event, the National Union of Reporters has appealed to the state governor for greater security for reporters. Our sincere sympathies to the family of Mr. Jean-Paul Ibarra. May his soul be showered in God's immense light and comforting love. Our prayers for the safety of all media personnel as they venture forth in their noble duties of bringing accurate and up-to-date news to the public each day.
Heroic man goes after dog in fire. A couple living in the state of New South Wales, Australia, ran out of their burning house late at night before realizing that one of their dogs was still inside. The man returned to the building in a brave but unsuccessful attempt to save their beloved canine, and shortly after, he was overcome by smoke. Seeing his arm emerge through a window, neighbor Jimmy Cargill pulled him out and he was flown to a hospital for treatment of burns, where doctors have reported that he is in stable condition. We pray for the selfless hero's quick and complete recovery, and send our thanks for Mr. Cargill's timely help. God bless infinitely all who are willing to assist when any sentient being is in need. For his brave and loving action to try to save his dog companion, Supreme Master Ching Hai is conferring upon the injured Australian caregiver the Shining World Hero Award and donating $2,000 to support his medical treatment. She is also sending Mr. Cargill a thank you letter for his quick thinking and rescue of his neighbor.
Cheese, sausage, and elk meat recalled. In New York, USA, an unknown number of packages of cheese have been recalled, while an Alaskan meat company has recalled over 800 pounds of sausage products. Both had tested positive for listeria, the bacteria that causes flu-like symptoms and can be fatal. In Texas, a recall was issued for elk tenderloin due to suspicion that the meat came from an elk confirmed to have chronic wasting disease. This fatal disorder found in elk and deer is related to mad cow disease, which causes the lethal Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease in humans. Thanks God and appreciation to U.S. health authorities for alerting the public to unsafe foods. May such diseases soon become a thing of the past through our knowledge of healthier choices found through the meat-free diet.
USDA offers veg tips on website. The United States Department of Agriculture now provides information and helpful tips about the vegetarian diet on its MyPyramid.gov website. The site states that a vegetarian diet can meet all necessary nutrients and offers practical tips such as vegetarian products that are delicious but are lower in saturated fat than meat and contain no cholesterol. Also available from the site are references to the health risks of meat consumption that are avoided through a plant-based diet. Our sincere appreciation, United States Department of Agriculture, for offering this useful information to the public. We wish your site's many visitors the joy of discovering the manifold benefits of the animal-free diet.
Save our planet. European Parliament member urges Europe to reduce meat subsidies and meat consumption. In early February, the European Union Parliament recommended specific economic measures and changes in consumer behavior to improve its climate policy. One of the ideas originally proposed, though not yet included, was a call for reducing worldwide meat consumption.
Well, the key recommendation is that the European Union should reduce our emissions with up to 40% to 2020 compared to the levels of 1990, and that the emissions of greenhouse gases should be reduced with about 80% at least to 2050.
Swedish member of the European Parliament Jens Holm, who is a vegetarian, is quick to remind that the meat industry is responsible for more of the world's total emissions of greenhouse gases than all transportation sectors combined.
A very good first step to take would be to cut all the subsidies to the livestock sector. That would be very good for the environment, but also very good for the animals.
In addition to halting subsidies, Mr. Holm urged ordinary citizens to do their part to greatly reduce emissions simply by eating less meat.
Meat production is one of the biggest environmental problems we have in the world. The ideal would be if we stopped totally.
We wholeheartedly agree and thank you, Mr. Jens Holm, for being a noble example and courageous voice of leadership for us all. We also thank the European Parliament for their considerations in this vital direction. May governments and citizens alike join in making it happen to stop climate change by being veg on a large scale.
In an interview with Ireland's East Coast FM radio on August 31st, 2008, Supreme Master Chinghai emphasized the importance of official government support for the vegetarian solution to climate change.
The best solution for our urgent situation right now is a vegetarian diet, and it should be openly endorsed and even made into law, if possible, to protect people, animals, and our planet. The only one that we have. Above all, if the governments make it a policy to inform the public and to endorse the vegetarian diet openly, it's become like a trend, and to change the bad habit of meat eating and encourage the new good tradition of vegetarian diet. It will work if the government endorses it.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduce type 2 diabetes, prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increase life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserve up to 70% clean water, save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3,433 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply, consume two-thirds less fossil fuels than those used for meat production, reduce pollution from untreated animal waste, maintain cleaner air, save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com.
Save Our Planet, Armenia to offer organic certification and labeling. Starting May the 5th, producers of organic products in Armenia can be certified and provide consumer labeling through the EcoGlobe organization.
As EcoGlobe is also recognized by the European Accreditation Group, DAP, Armenian organic growers that are EcoGlobe certified will also be able to export and sell their products throughout the European Union. A green thumbs up, Armenia, for this beneficial standard. We look forward to more farmers and consumers alike joining together to achieve healthful happiness through an ever-expanding landscape of organically grown fruits and vegetables.
Save Our Planet. New Law Institute aims to curb global warming. The nonprofit Center for Biological Diversity in San Francisco, USA, which has operated for over 15 years in protecting imperiled species, has now opened the Climate Law Institute to add a global warming perspective to all its programs. The new institute will advocate for state and federal legislation, especially to end the use of fossil fuels as a way to preserve biodiversity, reverse ocean acidification, and restore urban wildlands. We send our accolades, Climate Law Institute, on your recent launch. Blessed be your noble efforts in bringing expanded eco-awareness to ensure the conservation of our irreplaceable planetary home.
Save our planet. UK homes to get assistance in going green. As part of a campaign to reduce carbon emissions and energy bills, the United Kingdom has launched the Great British Refurb, where government personnel will conduct audits of every single residence in the country, with all homes to be retrofitted for enhanced energy efficiency by 2030. Energy and Climate Change Secretary Ed Miliband said, "We cannot afford not to act. Every home must be able to access the help and technology it needs. The ultimate goal of the program is carbon neutrality for all residences by 2050.
Families and business can now reduce their energy bills, and governments can help them. Altogether, households that install insulation, have more efficient electrical appliances, and use energy-efficient light bulbs can save up to 20% of their fuel bills, an average of £170 a year, and that will come off their energy bills."
Bravo, United Kingdom, for your helping hand in raising eco standards for homes across the nation. May all leaders unite to create a more sustainable future for fellow citizens and our magnificent Earth.
Save our planet. Norwegian Environment Minister Erik Solheim has organized a trip for colleagues and other political leaders from around the world to travel to the Antarctic and evaluate firsthand the changes wrought by global warming.
Save our planet through a partnership with Recycle Products, Company Preserve, Whole Foods, and Whole Foods Market stores throughout much of the U.S. are now accepting the commonly used number 5 polypropylene plastic for recycling.
There, I'm Iggy the Iguana, and it's only a veggie diet of no animal products for me. I have a tip to share for your loyal dog companion. Have you ever heard of sweet potato chews? They are a very nutritious and delicious vegan product, which helps to maintain clean teeth, healthy skin, and good digestion for your best canine friend. You can look online for locations for these yummy chews, and also can find information about how to make them yourself. Thank you for watching, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Here's the weather in some cities around the world.
In world news, Japan donates approximately $17 million to peace initiatives in Sudan. The funds were contributed to the United Nations Development Program. They are to be used to support the Disarmament and Demobilization and Reintegration, or DDR, project, which will help 180,000 former soldiers rejoin society. Southern Sudan DDR Commissioner Dr. William Dengdeng said, "DDR is a bridge to peace and development. Japan's contribution is a boost to this process and will also support the implementation of the Comprehensive Peace Agreement. Our heartfelt appreciation, Japan, and heaven bless your caring and generous assistance to our Sudanese brethren. May love and respect between all beings grace our magnificent earth."
In ethical business news, a supermarket chain takes measures to protect the honeybee. The Cooperative Food, with more than 2,500 stores throughout the United Kingdom, has embarked on a Plan B. This includes banning 8 specific pesticides from being used on its own brand of fresh produce. It has been suggested that these chemicals are a possible cause for the large decline in the bee population in the United Kingdom and many other countries. The company will also donate over $220,000 for research into how to safeguard the life-sustaining bees. Mr. Paul Monahan, head of social goals at the cooperative, said, "The great thing, though, is that we can all do our bit to turn things around. Whether it's a lush rural retreat or tiny urban window box, we can plant and garden in ways that help the honeybee thrive. Our thankfulness, the cooperative food, and Godspeed with this thoughtful initiative. May the wondrous bees flourish through our gentle care of Mother Earth and all her inhabitants." Coming up, a sleek green car powered by the wind is on the drawing board. We'll take a moment for inner communion with God. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, innovative news for an advancing world. In green invention news, a car of the near future is powered by wind. A solar-powered battery will get the Formula AE moving. Then the airflow running over the sleekly designed automobile will propel a turbine which can rocket the vehicle to speeds of 155 miles per hour. 4 air intakes built into the chassis, 2 at the front and 1 on each side, channel the air toward the turbine. The car was designed by Mr. Rory Handel and Mr. Max Bricklinas of California, USA. Mr. Handel stated, "The vehicle will demonstrate the capabilities of our creative ideas in synergy with the implementation of the new alternative energy systems, also with a larger goal of setting the public's attitude towards green technology on a new productive path." Wow, kudos Mr. Rory Handel, Mr. Max Bricklinas, and all others involved in this cool, eco-friendly model. We look forward to seeing this fantastic vehicle on the road sometime soon.
Let's now enjoy a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Playtime.
A little kid rang on the doorbell of his friend's house, and then the friend's mother answered the door. The little boy asked, "Oh, please, can John come out to play with me?" And the mother said, "No, it's too chilly outside." So the little boy said, "Well, can you let his basketball come out to play with me then?"
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Master, I love you. My name is Adela and I am 7 years old and I think you are really, really great. I saw your DVD of the dogs and the birds in my life, Master, and I feel that it is a blessing to see with your dogs and birds. The love that you have for them is incredible. It truly is the love of God. I think everyone should see it to have more love for the animals and a better planet. Dear Master, I would love for you to initiate me in Montreal. I love you so much. Abdullah, Montreal, Canada.
P.S. This is a drawing that Abdullah did after seeing the DVD, The Dogs and the Birds in My Life, and the books.
Hi, Abdullah. Nice to hear from you. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a reply just for you.
Sweet Abdullah. Oh, how lovely. Your talented painting and touching note I so much enjoy. Thank you, my love. You're welcome to join our group of God lovers. Our family members will help you. Love, love, Ching Hai. P.S. And you're so smart.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or the address on your screen. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May you find simple delights in every moment of life.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
At the inauguration of a phoenix sand sculpture on Hormuz Island, Iran, the head of Iran's Cultural Heritage, Handicrafts and Tourism Organization, or ICHHTO, extended a message of peace and friendship to the world.
Scotland is providing over $580,000 to the charitable organizations Christian Aid, Save the Children, and Medical Aid to distribute assistance to the Palestinians in Gaza.
Israel posthumously names German officer Wilhelm Hosenfeld as righteous among the nations for his caring actions in protecting Jews in Poland during the 1940s.
The United Arab Emirates-based charity Noor Dubai helped restore the vision of some 30,000 persons in 1 week at its free cataract treatment camps in Sudan and Bangladesh.
During his African tour, Chinese President Hu Jintao delivered a $22 million US dollar aid package to Tanzania and the Zanzibar Islands to show his nation's commitment to relations with African nations.
Iran's Ministry of Science, Research and Technology announced that new university branches would be opening in 7 other countries to encourage international scientific cooperation.
Australia's Foreign Minister Stephen Smith begins an official visit in Pakistan to further the two countries' relations.
With donated funds from the European Union, the UN Relief and Works Agency opens a new school building for Palestinian students, allowing them to attend full days of classes.
The US-based public broadcasting system's Nature series explores relations between humans and dog and cat companions, including how animals uplift spiritual, mental, and physical health.
16 passengers and 2 crew members were all safely rescued from the North Sea off Scotland's coast after their downed helicopter was located near an oil rig by the Royal Air Force, Coast Guard, and oil company personnel. For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com.